For WBAI News in New York, I'm Linda Perry. The New York City Council voted on campaign finance legislation.
And you all know that when you read something, you need to consider the source.
Manhattan Councilmember Dan Gorodnick's bill requires advertising transparency for candidates running for municipal office.
If your name is on the ballot, you're going to need to put your name on your communications. And if you're going to spend extraordinary sums to try to influence the winner of a local election, you're going to have to own up to your advocacy, too. Political advocacy should not be a game of hide-and-go-seek.
Brooklyn Councilmember Brad Lander's bill expands disclosure requirements from outside groups.
Citizens United, decided by the Supreme Court, unleashed a torrent of money into our elections, much of it corporate, much of it hard to trace, much of it paying for really nasty attack ads, but it's the law of the land. But we don't have to enable people to do it in secret. If you're going to spend on campaign ads, as Councilmember Gorodnick says, regardless of whether you're a candidate or an independent spender, you got to sign your name to those ads so voters will know where they're coming from. At a minimum, this will mean voters have a sense of who's paying for, who's behind the mailings they're getting, whether they're praising a candidate or whether they're attacking a candidate. And in addition, maybe, just maybe, both of these bills will have people think a little harder about what you're willing to say if you've got to sign your name.
Another bill voted on at the City Council is Queens Councilmember Danny Drum's bill. It requires Rikers Prison to provide quarterly reports on the use of solitary, also known as punitive segregation. The report should include the total number of inmates housed in punitive segregation, their age, race, and gender, length of stay, whether they've been injured, attempted, or committed suicide while segregated, whether they were sexually or physically assaulted, whether they were subject to the use of force, and whether they received certain services such as recreation and showers, medical attention, and phone calls. Queens Councilmember Elizabeth Crowley is chair of the Council's Fire and Criminal Justice Committee, which has oversight over Rikers. She says problems there have been decades in the making. She's very concerned about the treatment of juvenile offenders.
And I've been calling on the DOC to remove the 16 and 17-year-olds from the island altogether.
Crowley says we as a city haven't given corrections officers the tools they need.
And they have been more reactive rather than proactive in administering the care and custody on the island. That is a huge problem.
And finally, the council voted to provide a $42 million grant to school bus companies. This is to provide EPPs, employee protection provisions, for experienced school bus drivers who were denied EPPs under the 2011 contract with the Department of Education. Brooklyn Councilmember Matthew Eugene co-sponsored the bill. He said it means a lot to the experienced school bus drivers who have dedicated themselves to driving our children.
And especially we have about 50,000 children with special need, physical and mental disability. Those people, they know how to serve their children. They have been doing it for many years. In 1979, the EPP was created to protect the benefit and the seniority. At this moment, when we are striving to increase or to promote the quality of life of people by passing paid sick day and increasing minimum wage, it doesn't make sense that we leave those hardworking people in this predicament.
The vote was unanimous, except for one vote by Dan Gorodnick. He said the grant sets a bad precedent. In other local news, public advocate Tish James demonstrated body-worn cameras she wants used by NYPD to record civilian stops. The two cameras she demonstrated are able to record both audio and video. They can record 4 to 8 hours on one charge and hold 54 hours of record time. The body cameras weigh on average 3 ounces. A unique ID can be created for each camera and officer, and video can be downloaded to a server at precinct or cloud storage. James says the cameras could curb police brutality allegations and save the city millions of dollars in legal costs. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.